Words for thought there. Hey, guys, WMAP, world's most amazing people, guys, and I have a tremendous guest coming up here. I have a great author, and I got the president of Russo Communications, LLC. I'm talking about Thomas S. Russo, Jr. He is the author of the new book, There Are No Politics in Heaven, and the website is nopoliticsinheaven.com. It's out right now, so you can get it there. This is his debut, and he really lets it all hang out here. He talks about the psychological challenges that he had, about the religious transformation and, you know, the political highs and lows, you know, childhood challenges. There's so much in this book, and I can't wait to hear about it. So, guys, with no further ado, it's my honor and privilege to bring to WMAP Mr. Thomas S. Russo, Jr. Thomas, what's going on, buddy?
Doing well, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming on. So, There Are No Politics in Heaven. Tell me about this book, and it's the debut from you, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my first book, so I want you to think about The Sopranos meets Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of the story in a nutshell. So somebody who, as a child, was bullied growing up, lost the weight, was very successful at a young age in politics in his hometown of Parsippany, and unfortunately I let politics get the best of me. I'm not proud to say that, but politics was my drug, Casey. Politics was my answer to everything. It was my reason for being. So when I talk about in the title, There Are No Politics in Heaven, you know, there's a dual meaning behind it. It's my involvement in politics and the value I placed in it above everything else in my life, unfortunately. But it also represents for other people. It could be drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be porn, it could be women, it could be a whole host of things that unfortunately we place ahead of love and relationships and the things that are really important.
I got you, Thomas. Now, why do you talk about it like it's so negative, politics?
Well, unfortunately, in my experience, and, you know, I was in politics since I was about age 15 or 16, so, you know, several decades. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who go into politics with either very low self-esteem, and they use politics as the reason for being, or they go in with an ego the size of a ballroom, and it's an uncontrollable thirst and desire. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good, decent people that run for office, want to do the right thing, but unfortunately, there are so many obstacles for them to really get things done, and really the main obstacle is ego. And obviously in politics, we know, regardless of party or regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, if you let ego get in the way of doing the right thing and of doing good public policy, then, you know, you get different results. So, yeah, politics is just an opportunity for people to engage and be civically oriented, but unfortunately, I saw the dark side of it as well.
Was there a time when you were in there, Thomas, and you were thinking, like, hey, you know, maybe I should be doing something else. Maybe I'm not using the tools and the skill set that I have because I'm surrounded by some of these people? I know they're good people here, but some of these people are kind of a couple bad apples.
Well, it's funny you say that. So I, you know, quick backstory. So I ran when I was 24. I won. I was the youngest ever elected in my town. I served 8 years on the town council in Parsippany, New Jersey. And I lost my bid for a third term. So then I started focusing on real life, which is, you know, career and family and other things. But my mistake was going back to the drug. My mistake was going back to politics a few years ago in the town I live in now in New Jersey. And that's when things really changed for me. I saw a different side of politics. I saw a different side of people that I really didn't enjoy. And so, long story short, I left politics in 2017, and I decided to take my time and talents and put it to good use. I do teaching now. I teach undergraduate school at Pillar College. I teach graduate school at Seton Hall, my alma mater. Obviously, I wrote the book. I'm doing coaching and training and consulting. So leaving politics and that world behind opened up an infinite amount of doors for me. So it really was transformational.
And that's the one question that I always ask authors. And usually, you know, an author will try and convey something, a message, or teach, or ask questions or something. But in essence, what happens, Thomas, is that the author is the one that learns something. And it seems like you learned something about yourself here.
Yeah, well, what happened, Casey, was that I put politics and titles and ego and adulation ahead of everything else in my life. So
okay.
In September of 2015, I was very depressed, and I was contemplating suicide.
Oh, my God.
And I was in my office at work for my full-time job, and I heard a voice, and there was nobody else in the room. And for me, it will always be Jesus that said, "Tom, it's time." And ever since that dark moment in September 2015, I've flipped my world upside down. So people, places, things, behaviors, attitudes, beliefs, I turned them all upside down, and I became a born-again Christian. I went through a baptism at a different church. My wife and I are closer in our relationship. I have a better relationship with my stepdaughters. My health changed. My finances changed. I mean, I used to worry, and, you know, to me, I'm a typical Jersey guy. I worried about everything, all the minutiae in life. And it wasn't until I focused on God, and, you know, for me, I'm a Christian, so for me, it's Jesus is my lane, right?
Of course.
When I started focusing on that, everything changed, because I didn't worry about the 10 or 20 or 30 things I used to obsess over on a daily basis. All I do every day is I focus on my relationship with God. Am I in alignment? Am I doing things that are out of love and not fear? And it changed my world. So politics is one part of the story. The second half of the book really focuses on my faith journey and how everything changed for me. And really, it's not just for me. The idea is that I want to empower, and specifically I'm looking at a male audience, but it could be for anybody, of changing their life, how they can implement certain practices in their daily behavior, and really change not only their world, but the world of the people they love.
Yeah, and I believe that you can do it too. Thomas Russo Jr., go to nopoliticsinheaven.com. That's, he's the author of There Are No Politics in Heaven. And when you were talking about when you were in that really dark place and you heard a voice and it said, it's time. What do you mean by that, it's time?
I think, looking back at that moment in time 4 years ago, which changed my life, I hate to say this, I used to put myself on the throne. And I really think at that moment, Jesus and God politely, but definitely directly, pushed me off the throne because I needed it and really helped me refocus. So now I heard a voice, and that voice, for me, will always be Jesus telling me it was time to change. I didn't need to have all the answers, Casey. I used to be the guy that always had to have the answers. And what I realized was I wasn't even asking the right questions in life. I wasn't. So that moment and those words made me realize it was time to grow up. It was time to change. It was time to face my psychological demons within. It was time to let certain things go from my childhood, like, you know, certain wounds, certain pain, body experiences. I needed to forgive people, and I needed to forgive myself. And I realized that how can I love my wife and my daughters and be a good public servant in my full-time job as a town manager, or be a good teacher or professor or consultant? How can I do those things if I don't love myself first? And this experience has really taught me to put Christ first, to put my relationship with God first, and then to trust in God. You know, I don't get my way every day. I deal with life's ups and downs. You know, people die, people are born, I have financial challenges, I have two kids in college. Like, you know, like, I deal with life as it comes.
Right. Yeah.
But this journey 4 years ago really led me to heal a lot of wounds, and I don't think my story is unique. Maybe the political angle is, but I think every person goes through this type of journey in their life, and I just decided I wanted to write a book about it, because if I can help one person transform their life and do the introspective work necessary to find themselves and be a better, you know, husband, father, or friend, or whatever, then my journey was worth it to me.
Yeah, I think it's so cool, and this is one of those books where you get to see the character change right in front of you, and it's got to be cool to take that ride with you. Thomas, who'd you write this book for?
I wrote this book so that I could really change my family tree, and so that not only my wife and my daughters, but people that would read this, and predominantly a male audience, but really anybody could read this and understand that we all have the ability to change, that life is about perseverance, it's about faith, it's about hope, and we're all going to face obstacles. But I want people to find faith bigger than fear, and I want them to find their true inner peace and purpose. And I think that's important no matter what your gender, what your religion, what your age, what your background. I think we all have a God-given purpose, and I hope that this book helps people find their peace and their purpose.
great words by Thomas S. Russo Jr. He is the author of the new book, There Are No Politics in Heaven. He's also the president of Russo Communications, LLC. Guys, go to the website, nopoliticsinheaven.com. And I hope to have Thomas back because he's a great interview. And I love the journey that he's on and that he continues to go on. And he's definitely one of the world's most amazing people. So, Thomas, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
God bless, buddy.
You too. Four on the floor and a 429. We used to take it out on a wild horse ride. Run it out.